USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Making purchases on credit and getting loans gets a tad more expensive now as the Federal Reserve elects to once again raise key interest rates by another quarter percentage point. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said after the close of this week's two-day meeting, inflation continues to be too high.
The process of getting inflation back down to 2% has a long way to go and is likely to be bumpy.
However, the latest projections from the Fed indicate rate hikes may soon come to an end. It has what's called the terminal rate at 5.1%. The latest rate hike pushed rates up to 5%. Meanwhile, commenting on the banking system scare this month, Powell said it falls largely on poor management. At least that was the case with California's Silicon Valley Bank.
They grew the bank very quickly. They exposed the bank to significant liquidity risk and interest rate risk. Didn't hedge that risk.
Powell said there's no reason to believe the problems that led to SVB's downfall are systemic. An ally of former President Trump says the Manhattan District Attorney should be having second thoughts about pursuing an indictment. That's what Bob Costello told NBC News after it came out that the grand jury was told not to report Wednesday. Costello appeared before the panel on Monday and said his testimony changed things for prosecutors. Trump is being investigated over alleged money paid to adult film actor Stormy Daniels right before he was elected president in 2016. People in Los Angeles County are assessing damage after a rare twister touchdown on Wednesday afternoon. This teenager called her dad from Vail High School when the twister hit.
They thought it was going to be dangerous for us to stay in school.
At least one person is injured and five structures are impacted. At the same time, at least five people have died by falling trees in California this week, thanks to a new round of storms hitting the state. This is USA News.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's three units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
One person is in the hospital after an explosion at a chemical plant near Houston. Roads around the facility in Pasadena were shut down and the Houston Ship Channel was closed. Traffic cameras showed large flames and black smoke coming from the plant, which is owned by INEOS Corp. It's the fourth largest chemical company in the world. No word yet what caused the blast. Testifying before a Senate panel on Wednesday, Norfolk Southern CEO Alan Shaw said his company's determined to help East Palestine, Ohio in the long run.
We're in the planning stages of developing a long-term medical compensation fund, a property value assurance program, and a longer-term water testing program.
During his testimony, Shaw stopped short of fully endorsing the Bipartisan Railway Safety Act. Among other things, it includes increased fines on railroads for safety violations. Shaw dodged questions on which parts of the bill the company did not support. Oscar-winning director Peter Werner is dead. Werner passed away Tuesday morning in Wilmington, North Carolina, due to a torn aorta that was not able to be repaired. The director won the Academy Award for Best Live-Action Short Film in 1977 for In the Region of Ice. He also was known for directing episodes of series like Justified and Law and Order SVU. Werner was 76 years old. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.